The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Very lucky to have these guys back in the studio from the Ballarat Miners. We've got Josh Fox and Peter Hooley. Welcome. How are you guys?
Doing well, thank
Doing
you.
Good, yeah. Thank you.
So you guys pretty stoked coming off a win. I mean, last weekend, you're pretty excited to follow that up again against Geelong this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's good to get some wins early in the season. And obviously, it doesn't get much easier. It's a tough league this year. And we've got Geelong, which is probably our biggest rival. They'll have a lot of fans down here. And things get a little spicy when we play them. So I think everyone's going to be excited to play on Saturday.
You were saying off air that it got quite heated last year when you played Geelong.
Yeah, so there was a couple little pushes and shoves. And then obviously, we're one big family as a team. So everyone backs each other up. And you try and be as smart as you can. But
it was all in.
Yeah, when a couple of other teammates from the other team aren't as smart, it's kind of hard and emotions kind of rise.
Do you reckon having this kind of rivalry against another team, does it really up the stakes for you? Does it up the ante? Do you feel like you play better under those conditions?
Yeah, I think any rivalry game is awesome to be a part of. I grew up, I'm from Adelaide, so Adelaide versus Port Adelaide is always a big rivalry in footy, and I really don't like anyone associated with Port Adelaide, so it's kind of like any rivalry you can have. Yeah.
Just a blanket
call
to make.
That's really unfortunate. Chris is a massive Port Adelaide fan.
Oh, I'm one and done here then, if that's the case.
No,
I'm about to walk out. Yeah. So you speak of these games sort of upping the ante a little bit. Apparently, I am playing my own little rivalry match against the TV network
this weekend. So, Chris... He's a pretty gangly guy.
I've sort of got the right physique for basketball, haven't I?
He's pretty uncoordinated. Like, if you've ever tried to see him throw a piece of rubbish into the bin, like in the office.
If you've ever seen me
It'll be like 2 metres off. You're like, what are you doing, mate?
Even just walking through like a slightly trickier doorway than
usual.
He's
walking into doorways on a regular basis. Terrible spatial awareness. He's playing with the Power FM team. Apparently there's three of them taking on some guys from Wynn in between your game this weekend.
So basically put our money on Wynn, is what you're saying.
I've heard they've got a former professional player on their team.
Yeah, they've got Andrew Gaze.
Oh, my God.
From the Melbourne Tigers. No.
Well, when they come down to do our weekly media stuff when we're still training, they're shooting on the side, so they are practicing.
Chris, you're so in trouble.
I haven't played basketball since high school.
Were you trying to clarify the rules last week with people in the office? It's like, hang on, am I not allowed to dribble the ball? Or
no. It was that charging rule I wasn't clear on as a defender. I remember a teacher telling
me
you have to
keep three people in your team. I don't think it's going to be between like. Get the ball across the court, shoot a goal.
Get it in the small ring. Or could we, I think we might be playing either before you guys play or during one of the halves or something. I'm not entirely sure when it is we're playing. How valuable is that time as rest time for you guys? Could we potentially sub one of you in? Like, if I fake an injury, are you busy during that period?
I think you could get Pete, because technically, wasn't he here reading news for you guys? So technically, he worked for you guys a little bit.
I did a little bit of that last year.
Did you?
I was trying to do a little bit of.
Well, then you're technically on our team.
Exactly.
Well,
if we could be on the bench.
But see, now.
Good point.
I don't want to pick teams between Wynn and you guys, because I'm a journalism major, communications master, I don't want to.
Christy might out newsreader might be going on holidays again soon. So if you want some work opening up,
well,
just
saying.
This is your foot in the door.
I might have to wear some glasses if people don't know it's me, though. I'll do it like that.
I just wear a Groucho Marx one with the mustache as well on the nose.
Or if I fully shave, no one will know it's me.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah.
It's going to be a ripper of a weekend. We've got the Skoda Rush taking on Geelong at 6 p.m. GMHB Miners taking on Geelong at 8 p.m. Then, of course, that epic showdown between Wynn and Power FM.
Epic showdown.
Pete, Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.